The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, here's the deal, though. Okay? You don't get to decide if this episode plays, because you got to think about yours while you're taking a shit. Him and I have the final say in this episode.
All right.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
All right, welcome back to Mind Pump. We're going to call this bonus episode Confessions.
Who the fuck you with?
Huh?
Who the fuck you with?
What do you mean?
Who you with?
Oh, yeah. Adam Schaefer, Justin Andrews, oh, right, and myself.
Right.
Salami
it's
Stabone.
It's not just you. I've been giving Sal shit because, you know, what if somebody, this is their first time listening to this episode? This may be our 30-something or whatever it is episode by the time this airs or whatever. That, but
yeah, I feel like a lot of people do that. They'll listen to that first one they see.
They do. That's right? And that, the reason
do we all really sound similar? I don't think we do.
Well, if you it's your first episode, how the fuck do you know who's who talking?
Wait, Adam, go like this.
you know it's me?
Adam breathes really hard.
I'm the heavy breather.
Adam breathes really hard.
I got a really monotone kind of thing.
Justin
going
sounds
on.
Like Jeff Spicoli from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Yeah, bro.
And I sound like a fucking know-it-all that really doesn't know much.
You sound a little bit like Kermit.
Yeah, I do.
I'm totally that burnout stoner guy. Right?
I don't even smoke.
Have you even told that before?
No, that's so offensive to me.
Yeah,
I sound like Kermit.
Dude, Kermit's a badass, bro. That was way
it's
too good.
It's not easy being green.
All right, so I'm gonna start with the confession.
Yeah, start this episode, bro.
This is a horrible story. I hate this.
Where are we going? Are we gonna know where we're going right now? What are we doing?
Well, yeah, this is confession.
What do you mean it's a horrible episode?
No, I'm gonna tell you this story. It's a confession that I have. It's a horrible thing that I did when I ran.
That's what
a
this
gym
podcast
once.
Is gonna be about.
Yeah, why not?
This is terrible.
Like like taxi cab confessions.
Well, I don't know. Let me go, and then you come up.
Can
with
we pretend that we're your priest?
Let me hear where this is.
All right, son.
Until this day, every time I think of this, it's just so it makes me feel so horrible. So okay. I don't know if you guys remember, but we used to give away t-shirts sometimes when people buy memberships at the gym. Remember when we'd give away, like, it would happen all the time. Anyway, this big lady comes in, and she was pretty massive. She was like, you know, 400 pounds. I sold her a membership, and all she kept fucking talking about was her free t-shirt, which was kind of irritating me to begin with, right? You're here to work out. All you want is your free t-shirt. Fine. I'm all out of double XL. T-shirts, because they're pretty big. What are you laughing about, Justin?
I don't know. I feel like I know where this is going. And
So we were all at a double XL. So I'm like, come back next week, and if we have some, I'll give you one. Well, this fucking lady, this bitch, comes in every week. First of all, she never worked out, but she came in every week asking about her free t-shirt. She would walk in her work clothes, up to the front desk, and be like, can I talk to the manager? I would come up. Where's my free t-shirt? Sorry. All we have are mediums and large. We don't have any XL, double XLs. Maybe next week.
Triple XL.
Yeah. So this went on for like 5 weeks. Finally, one day. So it got to the point where she would come to the gym. I'd like hide because I don't want to deal with her. So she comes in one day. She goes up to the front. I'm like, oh, fuck. There she is again. So I go up there. I'm like, yes. You know, how can I help you? Where's my t-shirt that you promised me? It's been 5 weeks. She's all bitching me out. So I said, I don't have any more double XL. She's like, well, why don't you just go look? So I'm like, this motherfucker. So I'm like, all right. So I walk back to my office where I had the big box of t-shirts, right? Now, we used to have phones on our desks. And on these phones, there's a little button you can hit that all you got to do is hit it and it's intercom. It's in the whole gym. So whatever you say into the phone,
the whole gym
can hear,
oh my
right?
God.
So I knock this button. I don't even realize it, right? And I'm talking under my breath as I'm looking through this box.
Just to fucking appease her. You didn't plan this out?
Swear to God.
Okay.
So I knock it, and I'm going through the shirt, and I'm cussing, like, kind of under my breath, like, you fucking bitch. God, you don't even fucking work out. Why don't you come? I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you two mediums. You can fucking sew them together. This is exactly what I said. You can take two mediums and sew them together.
Dear God.
I look up, because I have, like half windows. You know, I have the half wall and then window, right? So people can look in. I look up and I see the operations manager, and she's doing this hand motion to me, like pointing up to the ceiling. And I looked down.
I thought it was going to be another one, like, flapping your arms, like, oh, God,
bro.
No.
Like the whole choke move.
Like,
bro, the whole staff was looking at me. I looked down at the phone. The fucking red light was blinking. I'm like, oh, shit. I hang it up real quick, and I sit down on the floor, bro. I didn't even sit in my chair.
You're hiding.
I sit on the floor, bro, so she can't see my head. And I sit there, and literally, this is what goes through my head. I literally think to myself, I'm just going to sit here until she leaves. Like, I'm just going to sit here all fucking day. I'm not going to get up. Finally, someone knocks on the door. They're like, she's waiting for you. I'm like, oh, fuck. So I look up. I kind of peek up over the window. She's glaring at me. So I walk up there, and I'm like, you know, I'm sorry, man. We don't have a double XL. She's like, well, why don't you just give me the two mediums then? And she walks out. Worst thing. It's like the most embarrassing, horrible thing I've ever done in my life. I was mortified that this woman heard me say that. Wow. And the whole gym heard me say that.
That is
absolutely horrible.
That's terrible.
It was horrible. So, yeah. All right, who's next?
You know what, dude?
Are you serious?
Well, here's the deal. These guys don't know this. What you guys don't know is Sal just went and took a shit. And when he took a shit, he got like at least a good 15 minutes to think about, hey, what's a good confession that I could... that I could talk about. That
he has a lot of thought.
Yeah, let me tell you, this guy is a much bigger asshole than what he just said. He wanted to share a moderately one, so you get a little piece of it, and then here we are, Justin and myself,
dude,
are now.
We had like this whole conversation. We're like, yeah, let's take the next podcast in this direction. He's like, yeah, hey guys, we're gonna go here.
Yeah. 180.
I got this idea.
Justin and I thought we were going to talk about something completely different.
Bro, you know what it sounds like to me? Sounds like you feel guilty because whatever story you're about to say,
it's going to be 10 times worse than that. Like, where are we supposed to go?
I don't know if I have
there?
Like a soft one like that. Where that's embarrassing.
Adam's like, right. I punched a retarded kid in the face. Horrible. Dude,
I got some pretty bad ones like that, but I don't want to confess.
You don't have any horror, like, gym stories?
Does that make me a bad person if I don't want to share my bad stories?
You don't have any gym stories?
Is this just gym related?
Yeah, you know, we used to do, but it wasn't as funny as that. I mean, we got great stories when, you know, I used to mess with members. Okay, so if I had a member who came in, so here we go. You want to make me an asshole?
I knew it.
It just took a second.
I got plenty of gym stories where we would do stuff. So one time, okay, my buddy Austin, he'll appreciate the plug right here because this was pretty smooth right here. This lady comes walking in and she comes walking in the gym and she comes in to use the restroom. And instead of letting her just use the restroom like a bunch of nice guys, we explained to her that she has to go on a tour. And and for safety reasons, we have to explain to her. Now, mind you, this lady has
just to try to sell her a membership. Yeah,
she has very broken English already as it is. So she comes in, she's got these little shorts on. Looks like she's been jogging outside and she's just coming to the restroom. And there's no restrooms anywhere near other than probably where we're at this gym. And she comes in, and it's like a Saturday, so we're bored as fuck. You know what I'm saying? We haven't seen very many guests, and you know, and him and I see this lady walk in. She's like staring at the ceiling. She looks lost, and you know, she asks to use the restroom. So we both get that look in our eyes, dude. Just, you know, we got nothing else to do. Let's just go fuck with this member. So we tell her she's to do a tour. We take her on a long ass tour. And before we let her go to the restroom, we sit her down to give her a sales presentation. So, and you could just tell this poor lady has to use the restroom really, really bad. She, like I said, speaks broken English. And we sit her down, and you could tell she doesn't even want to listen to what we're saying, and she's not really responding to our membership presentation. So then Austin looks over at me, and he's got her sitting directly across. I'm sitting next to Austin, and Austin just starts to present me. Since she's not really giving us any eye contact or really responding, she just needs to use the restroom. We just keep going with our role playing and pretending like we're selling a membership and he's just selling it to me. So what do you think about that? I think that's a great idea. Well, what if I want to bring my family members in? And so we literally role play this membership sales process. I think it takes about 20 minutes or so that we're going back and forth. But the best part about this is that we actually get to the point where we're asking for the credit card and I look over at it and I tell her to pull her credit card out and she swivels her little fanny pack around.
She bought the membership.
She bought a membership, bro. She bought the membership. I'm not sure if she canceled it maybe a week or two later, but she bought that fucking membership that day and she must have had to go to the bathroom so bad because as soon as we rang that shit up, she went sprinting to the back room where the restroom was at. So
you are a dick.
Yeah, so I'm sure we did some dick moves like that once in a blue moon, but... I wasn't planning on admitting that one.
But look, Justin's shaking his head. He has nothing.
Dude, tell him
about that time you punched the baby.
Yeah, I did do that, by the way.
That baby had it coming.
I was on a lot of steroids.
Yeah.
I got really crazy.
You got really angry
yeah,
and punched the baby.
And it kept crying.
So he never punched it. A baby. We need to be like, let people know when we say crazy shit like that.
So did the lady cry? Did you? Was it that bad? I mean, have you ever made someone cry? Have you made someone
cry?
Like,
yeah. Okay. Every month.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, he remembers.
Thank you for saying cry. Yeah. Apparently that sparked something. is that terrible?
Yeah.
That I feel terrible already. Let's go with this. So when I first started, I was like notorious.
Started what? Where'd you start?
Well, no, like training.
Okay.
Yeah. So I had a client.
I was lost.
I know. Starting what? Who knows what?
Yeah. Your period.
Kind of let him go, Adam. Let him go.
your period. Yes. Thank you. Thank you for keeping me on
let
track.
Let Justin go.
For fuck's sake.
Poor Justin has to try and talk. With the two biggest fucking big
mouths. I have seriously like the worst scatterbrain.
I know.
Because then, of you guys, like I never have
afterwards
like,
he was
a
fuck, I forgot the story.
Thought.
All right, crying.
It's never consistent.
Crying, go.
Crying, yes. This lady, so, you know, I've been training her like I would myself. Like I was an athlete. I'm like, oh, everybody's an athlete. This is when I was first starting, okay? Like I'm admitting this because I'm a professional and I realize that I was wrong. Okay, I'm just going to put that out there. You know, you don't train everybody with a really high intensity.
So how did you make her cry?
I made her cry in the workout.
Through a workout?
I swear to God.
You pushed her that hard?
I was pushing her, and
was she doing?
Were you talking shit to her, too? Like, you need to keep going?
No, I've never been that guy. I've never been, like, the real bossy, like, militant kind of guy that's like, yeah, do it, you know. Quit bitching.
You just don't give him any rest periods. You just say, yeah, now this, now that.
And I look at him a certain way and like, I'm waiting. And then if you don't do it, I'm disappointed.
So she just started crying in the session?
No, but seriously, like she had some other things going on. I think that this obviously was like escalated. But she stopped. I forget what she was doing, but it was something like pretty intensive. Like I didn't fuck around back then. Yeah. Like I had people doing a lot of like compound exercises, so I'm having them do a step up and they're curling, they're pressing, they're doing a lot of shit because, you know, she was not fit.
Yeah.
And she needed to lose weight, and that's all I thought about in the beginning was like, hey, you're not working hard enough.
Did you stop when she started crying, or were you like,
keep going? I stopped. I didn't know what to do. She started crying.
You
and
hug
she,
her.
She cried off like she was crying. She stopped. She like drops her weight. She starts crying. And I'm like, oh my God, what do I do? What did I do? Oh no. And like, I'm like trying to like console her. And so I'm like patting her kind of. So I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Everything okay? You know, like what's going on? And she just like keeps crying like, you worked me too hard. And then like takes off.
And she bounced on that session.
Straight up.
You never saw her again.
No.
No, wow. Really?
Yeah. You know what? You just reminded me.
I know. I just thought of something. I had someone throw a weight at me before. You ever had a client
listen,
throw
this is
you?
Like the, like, seriously, I learned from that. Okay. Everybody that's listening, I learned from that. I got way better. Okay. But I kicked the shit out of this lady. And I felt so bad.
Dude, I made someone.
I didn't even mean to, but it happened.
I made someone cry relatively not that long ago.
Really?
And I feel horrible about this. It was probably, I forgot her name. If you're listening, I apologize. I approached this wrong. It was probably about 7 years ago, which is not that long ago, because at that point I had been training for a long time. But here, and I know you guys have encountered this before. And for you trainers who are listening right now, I know this gets on your nerves. But this is the client that comes in. She says she's following the nutrition plan to the T. Oh yeah, I follow exactly what you tell me. I'm doing all the workouts. I'm doing everything, and she's gaining weight. You ever have this happen to you?
Of course.
So she's coming in and I'm weighing her and we're doing body fat tests. I'm like, your body fat percentage is going up. So, and then she's like, but I'm doing everything you're telling me. And I'm like, you're on fucking 1200 calories. You're working out 4 days a week and you're gaining weight. So this happened like 3 or 4 times. Finally,
somebody's lying here.
I had a come to Jesus talk with her. Uh-huh. And I actually told her that. I said, me and you need to have a come to Jesus talk. And I sit her down and I said, what's going on? And she's like, I don't know. I'm following everything you're telling me. And I keep gaining weight. By this point, she's gained.
Except for the cupcakes.
Yeah, at this point, she gained.
And I rarely ever do those.
Yeah. I just had a bite.
That's sexy. Say that again.
He does that good, doesn't he?
No.
He won't do it again. We made him feel weird.
Yeah.
So she gained like 8 pounds at this point. So then I sit her down. This is what I say to her. I'm such a dick. I sit her down. And I said, okay. I said, so you're doing everything I'm telling you. And she said, yes. I said, you sure? She said, yes. I said, then what we need to do is we need to call Stanford. Because they need to study you, because you're the first human being on earth who has defied the rules of thermodynamics. You are creating tissue out of thin air, and this is something scientists need to study. Because this is magic. What you are talking about is fucking magic. And she started crying, bro. And she left. I was so frustrated. And I feel so bad about that. That's a true story. Adam, you've made people cry.
No, I've
you've had a weight thrown at you. Wow.
Yeah, no, I've had a weight thrown at me in the middle of my session. That actually has
you had a weight thrown at
yeah,
you.
Yeah, dude. And I know you know who this person is because you've seen me train this person for a very long time.
I already know. Listen,
Justin's been around, so he's seen. So I had this lady for God, I want to say 8 years, 8 years straight, and for a very long time out of those 8 years, I trained her 5-6 days a week consistently, very consistently. To the point that if I took a day off or I went on vacation, I booked her out with my other trainers. So most of my other trainers have had
so she's always working out.
I'm
always
surprised working. I didn't train her.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to put, I liked you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way.
So
God bless you.
In my entire life, the thousands of people, tens of thousands of people I've met in my life and possibly clients that I've trained that many. So this lady was the meanest person ever. And I'm a little, let me tell you how it's kind of demented and twisted I am. Whenever I look at everything as like a challenge, you know? And so the fact that, you know, and part of being your, those of you that are trainers already know this already. If you're not a trainer, then something as trainers, you got to be on all the time. If you're going to be good at what you do, you got to be positive. You always got to be positive. You've always got to put on that face of ready to go energy, because your clients are coming to you for motivation. They pay you to come and get trained and keep them motivated. The last thing they want is a depressed, fucking down, you know, angry, butthurt fucking trainer. You know, you gotta be on it, right? So
she's a bitch and you're always up.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, and like, it was almost like she got off on trying to make me miserable, like, and make my job such a pain in the ass by just being mean and rude. And in 8 years, she never complimented me. Okay. Never once did she compliment me. And the closest I ever got to a compliment, when I was frustrated with her one time and I asked her, I said, why the fuck do you train with me? You complain about this. You complain about this. You complain about all these things like this. You do this, you bitch this, nothing's good enough. Hate this, hate everything. You hate everything. But yet you still keep coming back to these sessions. You know what she says to me?
What?
You count good.
Wow.
Those are 6 years, bro, right? So that's to give you that just a little backstory on how me and this woman, just so you know, is Mercury News, the company that used to write Knight Rider.
Oh, okay.
VP, like, she's brilliant.
All right.
Very, very intelligent, smart woman. So that's the other thing too. So, like, you know, if I said something, she would she also went out and bought all the national certifications that I had and took them just so she could be up and off to make sure. Yes.
Yeah,
she was fully certified.
Wow.
Just so she knew what I was telling her was just to be legit.
All up on your shit.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro. This is the craziest person you've probably ever met.
So what did you do to her that finally made her throw a weight at you?
Well, why so? What she would do to me sometimes, and this was happened all the time. We'd get in, you know, I'd have this program written out for the day, you know. And of course, after knowing someone for years and years, I knew what things she liked and she didn't like. So of course I'm always trying to appeal to what she's like. Now, mind you, that takes a lot of creativity when you see someone 6 days a week, too, and they only like it so many things.
Right.
And
we could go off on that, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, the more you see somebody, like, it seriously takes talent to create something that they're interested in.
And fresh, like,
oh, my God.
Yes. And then try
people
being someone
do not
who's...
give us enough credit for that, by the way.
So she would come to a session, and I'd have it all planned out, you know, and positive, excited to see her for the day. You know, we get ready to start our workout, and she'd look at me, and she goes, I don't want to fucking do that. And I'd be like, oh my God. And then I'd ask, like, well, what do you want to do?
What is it you don't like?
Aren't you the trainer? I'm like, okay, well, come over here. Let's do this. Get it all set up the other day. I don't want to do that. You know, and I like, and many times
you have the patience of a saint. I would have been like, well, then you can get the fuck out.
Well, so at 8 years was when I finally broke, dude. That's when I finally couldn't take it anymore.
Eight years is Adam's fucking boiling point.
Yeah. Well, you know, I tell you what, like I said, I am a little twisted and sick that the fact that I get off on the fact of trying to take someone like that and turn them. I've never met somebody in my life who
you couldn't win her over.
Yeah. I may not make the best first impression, right? Someone who meets me the first time they meet me, they might think I'm a little whatever it is.
Douchebaggy.
Yeah.
Douchebaggy. But she loved you in a really fucked up way.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It was a very twisted relationship.
Yeah. Like she loved
that's the weird thing.
You.
Okay. So now, even though I never needed anything weird financially from her or anything like that, if I was in a bind, she would probably be one of the top three people I would have called for money,
right?
you know, never needed that, never had to do that or like that. But I knew she had some, I mean, God, she spent tens of thousands. I mean, do the math, 6 days a week. Sometimes
right.
she was, you know, that I had to get approval from corporate to allow her to train 2 times a day, 6 days a week.
Wow.
She was doing that for a long time. And then finally they shut it down. They're like, dude, we can't have this lady train. What if she gets hurt, this and that? I'm like, well, I'm the one training her.
What if she gets hurt?
She signed a
that
waiver.
That shows you how much
saying that she
know.
Would never sue if she ever got hurt wow. from all. Yeah, it was crazy, bro. So anyways, we're doing a session. And it was one of these sessions where I don't want to do this. I want to do this. I want to do this. So I take her over and I do take an 80-pound, I think it was an 80-pound straight bar, 80 or 100-pound straight bar, and have her do squat push presses. Until literally she can't do them anymore. Mm-hmm. And she's just repping them out. She sets it down for a second. Like, I'm watching the clock. 30 seconds rest. Go.
You're trying to wear her out go. Like, dude, right I'm away, just, right?
If you know, I can't mentally break you, I'm going to physically break you down right now. And so
that's
I'm just
a great
like,
way to do it,
oh, every time just she gets just catches her breath like that, go, go, yeah. go. And for the entire hour, that's what we're doing, right? And finally, you could see like the face, like her face looked like she's going to cry and something, but she would never cry. She yeah. would never cry or break down like that. But you could see this is the furthest
she
I had.
She didn't
want to
give
her,
you that.
Yeah. No, so no,
that's
she
was like satisfied.
And before she did, she fucking chucked away at me.
She chucked the barbell at you.
She freaking come up from his squat press and whoa, thrusted it right at me, dude. I jumped back. It landed right by my ankles. Right by
and
my
then did you kick her out? What? Is that when you said?
No. Then what I did, I literally just, I didn't say a word. I turned around. Walked away from our session, left her on the floor right yeah. there, went into my office, started doing work on the computer and doing everything like that. And then when she came to sign out and everything like that, because she came over and act like nothing, I just walked right past her like I'd never seen her before. That was the last session I ever trained her.
Wow. Yeah.
Done.
Just like that. Because and I know that sounds crazy to end it like that, but there was many, many twisted times before.
No.
She would push.
That doesn't sound crazy,
push
bro.
Push to my limit.
You know what? She threw a fucking barbell at you.
Yeah. It's yeah. poetic.
Yeah.
yeah. Thank you, Justin. Yeah.
So, so in other words, you're a pleaser, but if someone throws a fucking barbell at you,
it's
you don't fuck.
That's
do
my
that.
Limit.
You
don't
fucking do
like,
that.
You can make fun of me,
dude,
call me all the names you want.
That reminds me.
Throw
a
straight bar at me.
Yeah, when I was a server and I was a terrible server on purpose, right? I couldn't stand this job, and it was like Red Robin. I think was like the ultimate like shit of my career.
Great onion rings.
yeah, great burgers. Anyway, I was like waiting Man, on these Robin. Two people and we were right next to the kitchen and, you know, there was all this like chaos and shit going on because we're right next to the kitchen. They could hear everything. And so immediately thought that something was wrong. And so I'm waiting on these two people. I come back like they start like, hey, what's wrong? What's wrong? Is something wrong with my order? I'm like, no, calm down. Nothing's wrong. Like, they're just trying to figure out, like, you know, where this is going, like, you know, what sort of condiments are on there, whatever the case was. And I'm trying to, like, smooth it out. And so they're like, okay, whatever. I bring them their burgers. I come back, like, later, everything's cool. I come back later. I'm, like, presenting the dessert menu to them. This guy's like, you know, you messed up my order, blah, 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 like going crazy. He takes this menu. He throws it at my face.
Oh, wow.
I swear to God, this is when I was playing football and like I was probably at the most jacked.
A lot of Anderstein going on right now.
Jacked I've ever been.
A lot of Anderstein.
Anderstein. Yeah.
You're like shooting those fuckers like Tic Tacs.
I was like naturally Anderstein like stacked. Anyway, so this guy throws this menu at my face and it fucking drives me crazy. It hits a switch.
Did you kill him?
I seriously, stood there and I looked at him and I'm like, I'm going out to the fucking parking lot. I'll see you there. And I step out to the parking lot and like I take my shirt off and shit and I'm like, I'm ready to throw down. Like in front of his wife, I'm like, I'm gonna fuck you up. And the manager like is like trying to consult, like, oh my God, no, it's all good, everything's good, you know, blah blah blah. They ended up escorting him to his car and like his wife and everything, and I didn't get fired.
I didn't get fired.
Wow. Because they saw the whole process of
him.
Well,
as I say, you didn't actually do anything.
He physically threw that menu on my face. Oh, yeah. But anyway, that's the one switch. Like I was like, I'm not fucking putting up with that.
Bro.
Dude, if you throw some shit on my face, I'll fuck you up.
why did you move your head side to side? He's like, I ain't down with that.
I don't put up with that. Homie, don't play that. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.